I want to get back to the dead birds, and I also want to talk about the really bizarre similarities that are going on between Jack Parsons of JPL, John Jack Parsons of JPL, and John Jack Parsons Wheeler III. And I don't know if you have seen the pictures that I put up of Wheeler and Aleister Crowley. They look like clones. Even their noses appear to be broken in the same place. And I'm fairly sure if somebody who could do all of the points of the faces, I think they're the same man. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Wheeler was a clone of Aleister Crowley. And then we've got the possibility that Jack Parsons didn't die in 52 when he was supposed to have blown up his garage and, you know, vanished into thin air. What if Jack Parsons didn't die? What if he and Crowley had discovered, you know, how to teleport or how to use a Stargate? Or what if they made a Stargate? And it's like, where is the real Jack Parsons now? And who is Jack Parsons Wheeler? Interesting thoughts.
Oh, you know, just something also came to me when you were talking about John Wheeler being connected to the aerospace industry. He was just killed, right? He was just murdered, obviously murdered. Even the press says he was murdered. This man, yes. High-level man connected to the intelligence agencies and to the aerospace industry. And 2 days later, a few days later, the woman married to an astronaut going to the space station was almost murdered by a CIA mind control assassin.
There's yes, I believe very much that that space, man is CIA mind control. But what is even more amazing is the twin brother. They look enough alike to be the same person. The twin brother of Congresswoman Gifford's husband is the commander of the International Space Station right at this moment.
Right,
as
so
above,
aerospace
so below.
Related, you got two aerospace-related murders within a week or so.
Now let's go back to the original Jack Parsons, the one that started JPL, Jet Propulsion Labs. His two best friends in the whole world were Wernher von Braun and Aleister Crowley. Doesn't that sort of give you pause to kind of shudder a bit?
Oh, yeah, just the name of Aleister Crowley, a man who was possessed by, you know, demonic forces who believed that he was, you know, was totally devoted to Satan.
And
that's scary. And then Wernher von Braun always seemed like a very, you know, benign man, but he was a former Nazi who worked on Hitler's space program. And hundreds of Hitler's scientists were brought over, in, as you know, into the United States at the close of the Second World War by what is now the Central Intelligence Agency, was then the Office of Wild Bill Donovan's...
Strategic Services.
I forget the name. Okay, was that it?
Yeah, the OSS, Office of
right.
Strategic Services.
And the Wild Bill Donovan and his crew brought in all these Nazis, you know, from Reinhardt, General Reinhardt, Galen's Nazi intelligence staff, as
right.
well as hundreds of scientists that had been working on some of the craft, you know, aircraft that we have today that are actually using technologies that we had once been considered futuristic, you know, flying saucers, magnetic levitation. It's really scientifically
right.
feasible, and they have developed it to a high skill. And there are bases at Edwards Air Force Base, I believe, is one, because I knew somebody who lived right in California City near Edwards, right outside of Edwards Air Force Base, and he told me he was working on his dirt bike one night and he saw this blue light, lighted vehicle in the sky, and it just shot over like at seemingly incredible speeds and hovered over an area near him and just hovered without moving, and then shot back again away. It was nothing like any kind of a aircraft that we know of in its power and its speed.
Now, I want to mention a little bit more about Jack Parsons, who started the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Wernher von Braun credited him with not only helping the U.S. win World War II, but with starting the space program. And, of course, what is the space program? It's NASA. And most of us know that there's a secret part of NASA that is controlled completely by the Nazis. And Barack Obama is trying to redirect NASA right now. In fact, is starving it for funds. And Congressman Giffords was trying to publicize the fact that NASA has no money. And so all of the, we're not going to have shuttle. We're not going to be able to go to the space station. We're going to have to pay China or Russia to go to the space station. What kind of policy is that? Is it naivete, or are they trying to shut the Nazis out of the business?
So you think that Congresswoman Gifford was it really a thorn in their side?
I believe she was a thorn in the side of the people who are trying to shut down NASA. I do not know the purpose that they're trying to shut down NASA.
Well, first of all, it's got to be connected. So I want to say two things. One is that, Dave Emery, the famous conspiracy researcher, has a tremendous amount of information that he has presented on the radio over the years out of his station in California. Dave Emery once said that the national intelligence apparatus loves to act whenever they can scratch more than one itch in a single stroke. So there we may have two itches in this attempted assassination of Congresswoman Gifford. One, they might have wanted to get rid of her. Two, they want to create, a dictatorship by justification for disarming the people and creating martial law.
Oh, yeah, and there are people who were saying that this guy was anti-Semitic. He hated Jews. Well, he was a Jew himself, so maybe that was it. He hated himself.
Yeah.
Therefore, he had to kill everybody like him, right? But it was a Jew that did this.
Right. So it seems to me that this maybe there's so many connections that we're not sure about yet. And that seemed to be related to the aerospace industry, to what's happening in space, to what's happening to the bird deaths. I don't even want to speculate, but I have a feeling that the information, that time is going to allow us to bring the information together, because there are many people researching all of these mysterious issues that are cropping up simultaneously now. The bird deaths, the deaths of Wheeler in the aerospace industry, the attempted murder of Congresswoman Gifford, whose husband was related to the aerospace industry, the space station, what's happening with the space station. They're putting a shield around the International Space Station. Obviously, we know, you and I who know about these incoming celestial bodies and the meteor showers that are occurring and the electrical discharges in space, we know that they're going to need a shield to protect that space station. With all the activity and all the fireworks that's going on in space right now. And so now we've got these the attempted murder of Congresswoman Gifford and her relation to an astronaut, correct?
Two astronauts.
Two Navy test pilots going to the space station. And then we have John Wheeler, whose murder, which has been publicized in the mainstream media as a murder, died just a short time before this attempted assassination to the space-related congresswoman. And Wheeler himself was an aerospace tycoon.
Well, not tycoon, but he was a
a consultant in the aerospace industry related to the military-industrial complex, right?
I have not read that he actually owned anything.
Okay. He was a powerful man. So here we have aerospace connections with two murders occurring very close to one another. chronologically. One of them was an attempted murder. Congresswoman Gifford remains alive, fortunately. And it's getting kind of, you know, there's a lot of facts that we cannot, I mean, we just can't put them together yet. But we know that things are going to come together. The truth will eventually emerge because there's so many researchers out there, thanks to the Internet. Thousands of people doing independent research. Nobody has to be a lauded, accepted, credentialed reporter anymore like in the old days. You couldn't put a story out unless you worked for a newspaper. Today, everybody can be a reporter, and that's just marvelous. So these clues, a tangled web of mystery, is going to come together in a short time, I'm sure. And we're beginning to see the connections, but also connect that to what's happening with the so-called Project Bluebeam, where they're going to project a messiah in the heavens, a great threat from outer space, but a messiah to come to protect us. They always have to create fear.